Alan, what do you say to the patient in terms of risk of complication?
If I'm treating a patient and offering bevacizumab, I discuss that there's the potential for pulmonary hemorrhage that is reduced and is a rate of about 1%, and then there is a risk of neutropenic fever and complications associated. I think some of those other deaths that occur, those are the two principal ones that I think are most striking in that, and that we discuss the data and go as such. For example, hemoptysis, 5 patients who died. 1 patient had hemoptysis going into the study, shouldn't have been on. 1 patient developed hemoptysis after the first cycle, continued, and then had hemoptysis the second cycle. What would have happened to those 2 patients if they weren't on? That type of thing. So the numbers are there, and I state that there is a small but real chance of significant toxicity on study.
Ruggiero?
I believe that if we were to do the same exact trial today, we would have a much lower treatment-related death because people are much more aware, much more careful about how they select and how they follow their patients on bevacizumab. I mean, the patient Alan alluded to, the second patient, was my patient. She did have an episode of very minor hemoptysis after the first cycle. I didn't know what to make of it. This was my first patient on study, on bevacizumab. Never had treated anybody with the regimen. She was doing well. I said to myself, you know what? Let's see how this plays out. Obviously, didn't go well. And the patient died, and I feel terrible about this. It will never happen in my practice again, and if I can get this message out to everybody else in the country, you know, I hope that it never happens to anybody else. So that's what I'm trying to say. If we have a febrile neutropenia rate that is that level, you know, I think people need to be aware of that too and begin using growth factor prophylaxis because that will eliminate a pretty significant number of preventable deaths. So I think that these are true deaths, probably because of the addition of bevacizumab, but moving forward, they would be largely preventable.